Minnesota lawmaker proposes sweeping crypto ATM ban. A new legislative push in Minnesota could see cryptocurrency ATMs completely outlawed across the state.
Representative Aaron Kogel has introduced a bill proposing a total ban on these digital currency kiosks, a move that builds upon and significantly tightens restrictions passed just last year.
The proposal is driven by a growing number of reports highlighting how these machines have been used to facilitate financial scams, often targeting vulnerable populations.
This bill marks a critical escalation in Minnesota's regulatory approach to cryptocurrency infrastructure, reflecting broader tensions between consumer protection, technological innovation, and the risks inherent in unregulated financial systems.
Building on a foundation of restrictions, Minnesota is not the first state to attempt regulating cryptocurrency ATMs, but the 2024 effort represents a significant intensification of prior measures.
The state previously enacted a law designed to impose stricter rules on operators, likely including transaction limits, enhanced fee transparency, and stronger identity verification requirements.
These regulations were intended to curb impulsive, high-value transactions often associated with fraud.
However, proponents of the ban argue that these incremental steps have failed to address the persistent risks posed by crypto ATMs.
The 2024 law's provisions are standard in the regulatory toolkit for digital assets, aiming to mitigate risks such as money laundering and illicit transactions.
For example, transaction limits would prevent users from making large, unverified transfers, while fee transparency ensures that users are aware of the costs associated with crypto conversions.
Identity verification requirements would help deter anonymous transactions, which are often exploited by fraudsters.
Despite these measures, the continued prevalence of scam reports suggests that bad actors are finding ways to circumvent existing safeguards.
Representative Kogel and her supporters argue that the current regulatory framework is inadequate to prevent the exploitation of crypto ATMs.
The proposed ban would eliminate the physical infrastructure entirely, removing the point of access that scammers rely on to target vulnerable individuals.
This stance reflects a growing frustration with the limitations of incremental regulation in a rapidly evolving industry.
The driving force, protecting consumers from scams, the core argument for the ban centers on consumer protection, particularly the risks posed by the irreversible and anonymous nature of cryptocurrency transactions.
Unlike traditional banking systems, crypto transactions cannot be reversed, leaving victims with no recourse if they fall victim to fraud.
The pseudo-anonymous nature of blockchain further complicates recovery efforts, as transaction records are publicly accessible but do not directly link to personal identities.
Scammers often exploit these vulnerabilities by using high-pressure tactics to manipulate users into depositing cash into crypto ATMs under false pretenses.
Common schemes include impersonating government agents or tech support personnel, claiming that users' accounts are compromised and that they must deposit cash to secure their assets.
These tactics prey on individuals who may lack familiarity with cryptocurrency or be financially vulnerable, such as the elderly or those with limited access to traditional banking services.
Crypto ATMs are frequently located in easily accessible public spaces, including convenience stores, gas stations, and shopping malls.
This widespread availability makes them a prime target for scammers seeking to exploit the lack of oversight in these machines.
Proponents of the ban argue that removing the physical point of access is the most effective way to prevent these specific types of fraud.
By eliminating the kiosks, Minnesota would deprive scammers of a direct channel to target consumers, thereby reducing the incidence of such crimes.
The argument for the ban, also emphasizes the broader implications of unregulated crypto infrastructure.
While crypto ATMs offer convenience for users seeking to convert fiat currency into digital assets, they also create opportunities for exploitation.
The absence of robust safeguards in these machines means that users are exposed to risks that are not typically present in traditional financial systems.
By banning crypto ATMs, Minnesota aims to prioritize consumer safety over the convenience of digital asset accessibility.
A controversial step with industry implications, the proposed ban is one of the most aggressive stances taken by any U.S.
state against cryptocurrency ATMs, and it is likely to spark significant debate between consumer advocacy groups and the digital asset industry.
Proponents of the ban, including lawmakers and consumer protection advocates, argue that the risks of fraud and financial loss outweigh the benefits of crypto ATM accessibility.
They contend that the absence of regulatory oversight in these machines creates a breeding ground for exploitation, particularly for vulnerable populations.
However, industry representatives and cryptocurrency advocates counter that the ban would stifle innovation and unfairly punish legitimate users.
They argue that crypto ATMs serve as an important on-ramp for individuals who may not have access to traditional banking services or prefer the convenience of cash-to-crypto conversions.
Removing these machines would force users to rely on unregulated online platforms, which could expose them to even greater risks, such as phishing scams, malware, or fraudulent exchanges.
Industry supporters also emphasize that existing regulations, such as transaction limits and identity verification, are sufficient to mitigate the risks of fraud.
They suggest that stricter enforcement of these measures, combined with public education campaigns, would be more effective than a complete ban.
For example, improving transparency about the irreversible nature of crypto transactions and educating users about the risks of unregulated platforms could reduce the likelihood of scams without eliminating access to cryptocurrency.
The debate over the ban highlights a fundamental tension between regulation and innovation.
While consumer advocates prioritize safety and accountability, industry players emphasize the need for accessibility and technological progress.
This conflict is not unique to Minnesota. It reflects a broader national discussion about how to balance the benefits of cryptocurrency with the risks of financial exploitation.
Critical takeaways and broader implications, the proposed ban in Minnesota has the potential to set a precedent for other states grappling with similar challenges.
If enacted, it would represent a significant shift in how governments approach the regulation of cryptocurrency infrastructure, signaling a preference for eliminating risk over fostering innovation.
However, the outcome of this legislative effort will depend on the balance struck between consumer protection and the interests of the digital asset industry.
One of the most critical takeaways from this debate is the need for a nuanced approach to regulating cryptocurrency.
While the risks of fraud and financial loss are real, a complete ban may not be the most effective solution.
Instead, a combination of stricter enforcement, education, and targeted safeguards could address the harms without stifling innovation or access.
This conversation is far from over, but it's a reminder that the future of cryptocurrency will depend on how we navigate these complex trade-offs.
Answer